Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Okay, so this is the podcast. Yes, hello.
This is the podcast.
This is the podcast off of the improvised musical.
This is the podcast. Yes, yes, hello.
Very good.
And then you're over here, and then you're up here, and this is the one, and then
it is a minor third. Okay. Am I the root or am I the minor third?
Whichever, I'm giving you an option.
I'll be the root. And the reason I say that is because this is the podcast, yes, off book, the improvised musical. That's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zachary.
We got Scott Passarella. We got Dana Wickens. We got Brett, who has brought
a toy
thing.
It's a fan band episode, if you couldn't tell by the description that you clicked on.
And the fact that we've started by just like
by your own
mumbling
choice of content.
Listen, normally we do a full improvised musical.
Can we explain? I have no idea. Maybe.
I'm going to do it anyway. A fan band episode is when we talk to the band and we just sort of do songs. And we don't do a narrative musical. And that's what you've signed up for. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that I found offensive about that, because I actually think it's a really good idea. Brett, after you, whenever you're ready.
Oh, yeah. So this is called Suzuki?
Yeah, I want to. Well, right. Let's play it first, and then we'll.
Show, don't tell.
Sure.
Yeah, show it in the audio medium. Now, we all know Brett is a fantastic guitar player, but Brett is.
I have no idea what I'm about to do.
Not being able to. Yes.
All right. Let's see. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Button. Posturing.
Oh. Wow. Not what I expected.
We've come so far as a technological culture.
Come with me on vacation. Come with me on vacation. We'll slide away. Your face, get that breeze through your hair.
Get that breeze through your hair. Get that Mai Tai in your hand. Again, toes inside the sand. Get that breeze in your hair. And get that sea in front of your dang little face.
You better be looking at the sea with your face.
You better appreciate the majesty and danger of the sea.
Come with me on vacation. Come with me and put your damn face to the sea. I see you looking at the bar, but the bar isn't the sea.
I see you looking at her, I see you looking at me.
But none of these things are right.
Look at strum it.
Strum it.
Don't figure it out, guys.
No, master it now.
No, wait.
Immediate. I have no patience for this.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Listen to the sounds of the sea.
Everyone else is fired. Brett can do this alone. Yeah. Toy.
Don't need Scott. Don't need Dana. All we need is Brett and the Model QC1 Suzuki Q-Chord digital sound card guitar.
Oh, the back one is so funny. Zero to musician in 9 seconds flat.
There is a picture on the front of this that looks like it is off-brand Seth Rogen showing off-brand, like,
I really thought it was Seth Rogen at first.
It really does look like him. And boy, is she impressed with his one-man band you can strum. Let me give you sort of like the bullet point lowdown of this. The electronic guitar anyone can play for the very first time, play dozens of chord combinations at the touch of a button. Strum along and mistake-free. Without any musical
you
experience.
You didn't hear one mistake.
Listen.
I mean, that's true. You know, like, what is a mistake in art? It's just like, you know,
Did you go from one chord to another chord that made us all real quick? Maybe.
No,
but that's jazz.
That's your mistake.
That's my mistake of not being able to understand
100%.
The chord. 100%. There's 100 MIDI instrument voices with rhythms and special effects. It's beautifully orchestrated song cartridges, plug-in and strum. The Q chord is completely portable and goes anywhere the fun is. And if this sounds like an ad for this, then you're thinking, wait a minute, is Offbook sponsored by the Suzuki Q-Chord digital sound card?
God, we are. Yes.
We are now.
We are.
Things that we've decided we're sponsored by. Nibblers.
Liquid Death and Suzuki Q-Chord. Wow.
There's a lot of fun stuff you can do with this.
I like the tinkling.
Just the beat, just some bass, just some like... You can mix it up a lot.
It's definitely,
Scott, you would have a lot of fun with this.
I gotta say, I have not heard automatic accompaniment in such a long time. It makes me so happy.
Literally, like the other day, like I did not know that this was delivered, and I'm like out here in the living room, and I just heard like ding 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 whatever, and I was like, I think Brett's like playing a Casio keyboard like for real. And I was like so confused.
Man, there was like a lot of joy. As a kid, hitting like one of the demo buttons on a Casio keyboard, and like playing along with it.
Oh yeah,
you felt like
that was my first piano. Was my grand? I don't know if I've ever talked about this. My grandfather was like a straight up
Casio
band leader. he was an early electronic keyboard.
Cool, man. That makes a lot of sense.
And my grandmother.
I can see it.
Was a collection of zoo animals, and that's who I am.
Makes sense.
That makes sense.
No, but he was a band leader. He played like clarinet and saxophone and keyboard.
That's so cool.
Shout out Don Reno.
We love Don.
Just connect for me. How'd we get there?
Casio keyboard.
In his house,
okay,
in Palm Springs,
there
was like a very early that he gave to me. He gave me the like
That's
my
so
first
nice.
Piano was a Casio keyboard from him, and it played House of the Rising Sun. And that was my introduction to House of the Rising Sun. Just a piano going burr 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 burr.
It's really good.
It did that.
There is a house on my old street.
His
you call it a big old house. This house gave out full size bars when we would trick or treat.
This house that gave out full size bars had a limit of 2. to a kid. But we came back multiple times and thought no one knew what we did.
There were Snickers, there were Twix,
there were also Baby Ruths.
Ooh, and a Kit Kat and a Payday.
And again Twix, two for me, none for you. Another section to House of the Rising Sun, or is it just that?
It's just
is it,
that.
It's just, I feel like
we're all
house?
Thinking.
Yeah, I know. I was like, is there a dang chorus?
Is there a bridge?
There is a bridge.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Where he takes you through the house.
Yeah.
That's there the is a house, 1,200 square feet.
A kitchen, a galley kitchen.
It's in the back. There's a garage that, with some permits, could be converted to an ADU. We thought that's what that song's about, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real estate.
It is funny how your conversations change as you get older.
Gotta talk about real estate. Yeah. Oh yeah, this group talking about real estate. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Gen Z, we're about to talk about real estate.
We've definitely talked about. We've caught ourselves talking about like interest rates.
Yeah, I mean
interest
like,
rates, remodels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was about to talk to you about tile samples because I got some tile samples.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
Sort of similar to. Are you going with either of those?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going with both of them for different accent pieces, or
just that one green one? Because it actually the smaller one. It comes in multicolored greens.
Our shower in the primary bathroom is going to have a similar green.
I love it.
Yeah. Cool.
Green is in right now.
I'm going to get in that bathroom. I'll be like, I'm in the Emerald City.
Yeah. That's how I want to feel.
Just one shower in the Emerald City. Bathroom. Emerald bathroom. Bathroom.
Just one shower and now to start my day. I am here and I'm feeling my power.
I'm using the soap and it's not on a roll. It's just normal soap today.
There's million soaps all over the place, and shampoos and conditioners. Wait,
I have not listened to that song all the way through in quite some time.
Yeah, I think the it's the hook for me.
Now you have to do it though when you have that shower.
Yes, every time.
Oh
I
my
shower.
God!
And I have to come over just to do that.
Yes.
I'll do it in your shower whether I'm actually showering or not. I'll just walk around full clothes 100%. In your shower.
We'll have to do Emerald bathroom in Jess's house when it's done, and then we can do Emerald kitchen in our kitchen when the kitchen's done.
Actually, our kitchen's sort of emerald too, but and not in tile, only in cabinet.
Both. We'll do both.
Just one meal in this emerald kitchen.
I can't.
I don't expect you to be able to play every song from Wicked, Scott. It's okay.
Literally, all I know about Wicked is at the end of every line, I just play this. And I'm usually close to writing. That's about it.
And then we go. That's all you gotta know.
That also sounds like the beginning. There's a blank page from Sunday has that.
Oh man.
I know songs from Sunday, but I've only actually seen Sunday once.
Wait a second. I haven't yet on the pod talked about the Oklahoma.
Oh no, you have not.
Did you see it?
No, I want to.
So I saw the touring cast of the revival of Oklahoma that some people use in shorthand as Horny Oklahoma or
Dark
Oklahoma, Gritty Oklahoma. And I had my own like things I liked and didn't like about the production. But my bigger takeaway was I was like, this happens in Oklahoma. Like I think of myself as someone who grew up watching musicals, knows musicals. We definitely had like the box collection of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Like we had Oklahoma and I think I just never picked it or only watched it once because I knew a lot of the songs just from, you know, osmosis of liking musicals.
Yep.
But I had no idea the plot of that show, which is to say that the first act Almost nothing happens. Here's what happens in the first act of Oklahoma. I want to take you to the dance, but I'm not going to ask you. But here's a whole song about the carriage I would take you in. Are you going to take me in that carriage? No, I made it up.
Also,
get out of here.
Also, rewind a little bit. The sun is very high.
Sure, the sun is very high.
The corn is high, too.
It's like
corn.
An elephant.
And it's pretty nice out.
It's pretty nice outside.
Sorry, back to you.
And I kind of have fun banter with your aunt. Oh, who are you going to the dance with? Judd, even though you're terrified of him? That's weird. Oh, there's another girl who she's kissing boys. Oh, she can't say no. That's fun. And he's back from Kansas City. Here's a whole song about Kansas City that has nothing to do with the plot.
It's great. We'll never revisit this again.
And now we're going to pay you $50 so that maybe we could get married. Oh, no. Here we go. Pack up your hamper. Out of my dreams, into your heart. Here's some more flirtatious. This is all one afternoon of people flirting and talking. And then cut to, I guess,
by the way,
stop now if you don't want spoilers.
If you don't want Oklahoma spoilers.
Yeah, okay.
Wait. Fast forward 30 seconds.
Then we go to the dance. We bid on the hampers. Creepy guy wants to bid on the hamper. Nice guy's like, I'll sell my saddle so that I can get this hamper. And hamper is just a picnic basket. Then they're like,
They're not bidding on each other's laundry. And
Yeah. Then some level of inappropriate advances happen from the creepy guy. Unclear in the text what level. In our production, it's very clear that it's very dark and very bad. And then cut to 3 weeks later, a wedding, and then someone dies. So, like, a bunch of stuff happens in, like, 7 minutes at the last bit of this musical that has a whole run of absolutely nothing happening. And it does end with someone dying, and it does end with a town being like, we all agree it was self-defense, right? Go on your honeymoon. Oklahoma. Yeah. And then the final song is Oklahoma.
Well, you got to end with Oklahoma.
And in this production, because it's gritty, they shout it. O-K-L-A-H. And everyone's like, can you believe what we've all seen? And I do want to say some parts of this production really worked for me. I absolutely liked a lot of it. But shouting Oklahoma at the end, I was like, I don't know, guys.
Yeah, it's like,
because the music is still going, right?
Yes.
And the music hasn't changed.
Well, they have really great orchestration. It's like a live bluegrassy band on stage, and it's like pretty sparse for this part.
But still a major chord.
Yeah, it's still Oklahoma.
How do they do it normally?
This is me realizing that I've never seen it.
So I have once. It's been a very long time. You going over the plot just now made me remember. I basically have no memory of what happens in Oklahoma.
Right.
At all. But I will say that, like, it ends like you would think a golden age musical ends, which is smiles downstage, Oklahoma. I mean, it is what South Park is parroting at the end of
yes.
Uncle Fucker.
Oklahoma, O-K-L-A-A.
It's like, it's truly like waving to the audience, like, hello, like, what a fun show we just did.
Yeah, and a murder has just happened. I mean, even like not a murder necessarily, but a death has just happened. Okay. And this production is like leaning into these dark undertones that are in the plot, but my brain like split in two, or part of my brain was like trying to assess this production I saw in its like ups and downs and successes and failures. And part of my brain was like, what the fuck is this musical?
It's fucked up. It's because like, I feel like there's like dark tones in a lot of those shows.
Well, yeah, I guess like Carousel.
And they bury it.
Well, Carousel is like, this is a little dark. Like,
yeah.
I feel like Carousel.
Carousel known to be dark.
Known, but I think knows
if,
it's dark.
If you
yeah.
ask people like, what's Oklahoma like?
They're like, oh, farmers.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. Like, that's the vibe of Oklahoma.
I remember when I heard they're doing a gritty Oklahoma, I was like, how? And then you're like, oh, actually really easily.
Yeah.
It's actually really easy to just
play.
There's
actually some dark. Yeah. The thing about some stories that you thought you knew, they've got gritty undertones.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow
of blood.
But the soil is drenched with our tears.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. And the corn's been cut off at the ears. The corn isn't high, and the elephant cries that it's gone. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow, but the meadow is gone.
Oh, what a beautiful, we're in mourning. Oh, what a beautiful, they're dead.
I've got a trepidatious feeling now that the sun has turned red.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful dread.
I've got a trepidatious feeling now that the sun has turned red. I'm just a man who can't not kill. Killing is what's on my mind. I'm just a man who can't not kill. It's like it was made by the divine.
Out of my nightmares and into my arms I find you. Out of my nightmares and into my arms I will find you.
Oh, everything's oh. Very scary in Murder City. The city full of murders night and day. Now that all of the non-murderers have gone away.
The farmer and the cowpoke should be friends. The farmer and the cowpoke should be friends.
Oh, the farmer and the cowpoke should be friends.
Territory folks should stick together. Territory folks should all be pals. In death.
In Oklahoma.
Spelling is hard.
Spelling is hard. Spelling is hard. Again, there are good things about that production.
Listen, that song was not about that production.
That song is not about making fun about that production. I just was like having my own existential experience of not understanding my child knowledge of what this show is
right,
about.
For sure.
And that, it would be like that was the Halloween Oklahoma.
It would truly be like, well, I guess Sound of Music is this too. If you were like, I remember the first half of Sound of Music.
Right, yeah.
But no, I was trying to bring that up as an example of a musical that's sort of light all the way through, which The Sound of Music is not.
Right.
As soon as the Nazis show up. But isn't the guy who sings 16 going on 17 like join the Nazis as well?
Yeah.
What a twist.
Whoops.
Oops. Don't join the Nazis.
Rolf.
Rolf, what are you doing, Rolf?
Rolf, that's not good.
I was going to say that I have my my own like... This is actually both Halloween themed and what we're talking about themed.
Well, it's November 1st, Dana.
Okay, well, okay,
no, it's not. This is before Halloween.
What?
This is Zach.
Oh, wait, no. Is this after Halloween?
This is November after Halloween.
1st. Okay, I'm losing track of how many we have banked.
Well, maybe if you're still hanging on to Monday.
You're hanging on to yesterday.
The revival of Oklahoma, not the newest one, but the one that was in, like, I guess, like, early 2000s.
We all remember it.
Patrick Wilson was the lead. I saw him. The opening scene, he's shirtless. It
Hell
was
yeah.
a, for me, a
Hell,
very
yeah. Give it to
significant
me.
Sexual
he
awakening.
Is, he is so, so hot.
Okay, bright golden haze on your meadow. Yes, please.
And I was like, and literally whenever people ask like, what? Thing like what's over, you know, I don't know. I feel like the like sexual
what
awakening
is the moment of sexual awakening.
Okay, there
for
are
you,
two.
Yes.
It the real one is Patrick Wilson in Oklahoma Revival sure. Shirtless. The like childish one or the one that's like crush like is Casper / Devin Sawa yeah. in Casper.
Full relate.
Yes.
Both the ghost and the boy.
I remember the experience of when Casper became Devin Sawa and I was like, oh, he's cute.
And they dance and yeah. I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, this is like what I want. It's like a ghost
yes.
boy.
We've talked to this. We've talked about this before, I'm sure. But like, for me, I don't know. This is the non-sexual one. This is the cute one.
The cute
is
one.
The like Maid Marian the fox and Robin
sure.
Meg, the
oh,
fox.
Yeah.
Those foxes all have lovely eyes.
Yeah.
And then the sexual, I don't even
foxes.
Know if this is the first one, but it is just the one that I remember as an adult. There is one scene, I'm sure I've told this in the pod before, but there's one scene in Wild Wild West where Salma Hayek is in like the long,
I'm not
is
told
in the,
this.
Oh, okay. So So she is in one, either Will Smith or what's the other man's name?
Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline's like long underwear on the train, and she doesn't realize that the back of it is like not closed up. So she like leaves a train car and her butt is showing. And I remember that as a kid being like, this is, I'm in love with this woman.
I've seen a butt.
I've seen a butt. And this is the most beautiful woman I've ever
seen. Wow, that's great.
I want to know Brett's.
It was when he met you, Dana. Don't.
Dana, you and only you.
You and only you. And you and forever you.
Yeah, it's weird. He just has posters.
I do remember like an extremely like weird one, which was the the movie Species.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
It's extremely. Yeah. Like,
I mean, this just seems weird. Like a to weird me.
It was a sci-fi, you know, alien.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Sure.
And I went with my dad in the theaters and we watched Species.
Pause really quick, guys. Yeah. No matter what Brett says, we're going to support
him. Yeah, okay? Of course.
You might not support
Brett's
this.
About to say some weird fucking shit. And we need to all be his friends.
It is weird and it was like, it shouldn't be.
No, we're going to support you. This is a safe space. Everyone listening, whatever Brett says, you're going to support him.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're closest to me.
The lead, you know, alien female.
Okay. Uh-huh.
At one point, she basically like.
I will say.
She.
The buildup is killing.
Cocoons, or she's like
she
in
cocoons
a
herself?
In a, like an alien okay. gross. Like this is really gross and slimy, okay. like sure. pod.
Yeah. yeah,
that's in the corner, uh-huh. like upper corner of this room.
And it was a fucking hot that corner. One you point, loved how those walls came together.
Yeah, I loved it. No, but at one point, she's almost like it's like the birth of her sure. as an alien.
Oh yeah, she comes out
and she's topless.
Yeah,
but she's covered in like slime and all this alien goo.
I don't think that this is as like, weird as you think.
Yeah, not nearly yeah, sure. not nearly like, weird.
I thought you were topless and goos are famously involved in sex. Yeah. So the fact that your brain went goo,
you're like goo. How old are you?
29.
Yeah.
I had to see a scary movie with my dad.
Listen, I thought you were going to do something like,
right,
you know that part
that
in Alien where the Cenobite comes out of the chest of the guy at the table?
Hot.
Yeah, we all support Brett.
There's probably others.
Yeah, I think you maybe have told me that one before. That feels good.
We could take a quick break so we can all deal with this and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Scott's next.
And we're back.
We're back and we're stronger. Geez. We're back and we're stronger than ever. And Scott, you do not have to answer this question if you don't want to.
I'll go. Mine are Aladdin and Ewan McGregor. I've said this a thousand times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The hills are alive.
Just Ewan McGregor in general, not in any particular movie?
In that specific moment in Moulin Rouge, the first time he sings, where they're like, a love is a many...
My gift is my soul.
When he does... No, that's the first one is The Hills Are Alive, the one that I sing.
That's the first one?
That's the first time he sings.
Jess knows. Yeah.
Oh. They're like, what should this lyric be? The mountains quake and shake with resounding. He's like, the hills are... And he interjects, the hills are alive.
That's so funny.
With the sound of music. And then they're like, ooh, that's great. And then he goes, with songs they have sung for 1,000 years. And then he breaks it down. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. And I am to sing every song that it hears, that every song it hears, and every song it hears, and every song it hears. So here are some songs that the hills have heard. Here are some songs that the hills have heard. Here, no mistakes, are the songs that the hills have heard.
They've heard The Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
The hills have heard.
Here are some songs that the hills have heard.
They've heard Dust in the Wind by Kansas.
They've heard
how they shine for you, and everything you do. They've heard the song Yellow.
They've also heard Walk Like a Man.
Walk like a man, my son. They've also heard so heard the Humpty Hump. Come on and do the Humpty Hump.
But mostly they've heard this song.
No mistake.
That says the songs that they've heard. Mostly it's been this song. And we're done.
No mistakes.
But good fade out.
Yeah! That was so good.
That was really great. Yeah. No notes.
I think it's.
I mean, a lot of notes.
There were a lot of notes,
many
but no
notes.
Mistakes.
No mistakes.
No notes, but no mistakes.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay.
I think it's like really good and really strong.
Just
really
strong. Slaps.
Mm-hmm. The hills are alive.
I think I'm confusing it with the. There are multiple medleys in Moulin Rouge. Yes.
Yeah.
It's mostly
like a billion,
medleys.
The whole thing.
Is that a fully different medley from the one that has the?
It's not even really a medley. It's like a musical moment.
Got it.
It's just
it,
the
it,
first
it,
time
it,
he
it,
sings.
Got it. That hot. Was the song that medley introduced me to that Elton John song. Weirdly, your song.
That song is not in a medley. Not to get so in the weeds about
your
Moulin Rouge.
Gift is my sorrow, and this one's for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just by itself.
It's by itself, and then the Elephant Love medley happens later. And this
but he says, "Love lives
you.
Us of you have love. All we need is love."
That's
right before
the,
he sings that song.
No, I have to. I absolutely know this movie. Backwards and forwards.
Okay.
He.
This is so strange because I only know this movie through the soundtrack, and I only know it through that one song. I don't know what I'm thinking of.
Elephant,
it's just that one song. He just sings your song front to back. No other songs involved.
In that moment, and then he sings the Elephant Love medley is after Spectacular, Spectacular. So he sings.
Does
your,
it have your song in it?
Maybe. Maybe a slight underneath, but no, I don't think so.
I feel like there might, you might not be completely wrong, because I feel like I also was into the soundtrack a lot before I saw the movie, and I feel like that sounds familiar.
Listen, I am not the Moulin Rouge expert. I will defer.
But but maybe in the movie they have it, and then in the soundtrack they kind of shove, I don't know.
This is a thing that I will solve later on my own.
Lifts us up, we belong. All you need is love. Please don't start that again. All you need is... This is how the Elephant Love medley starts.
All you need is love.
She'll end up on the streets. All you need is love.
Love is just a game.
And
I was made for
loving you, baby.
You and me. That never becomes your song. Okay. I've combined those two songs in my head to one thing.
I mean, that's...
Because I don't know Moulin Rouge.
No,
very
to
well.
Me, the whole movie is one 90-minute just montage of songs.
Yeah, there's like a whole...
Yeah, okay. I'm remembering now. This is...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Next time,
wow,
you
that
could just believe
memory.
Me. I always next time, you could just believe me.
I always believe you, but I also have to believe my own memories.
Yeah.
I got to examine
them. I don't know. I felt like you were really fighting me on that. I was like, I definitely know this. I definitely can tell you. He sings the whole year song. Then she's like, wait, you're not the Duke. Then they have to do Spectacular, Spectacular. Then he comes back and they do have an Elf in Love melody. You know?
Just, I mean, you know what you know.
You know what you know. I really know Moulin Rouge. I'm like, 100% I can tell you this. I would watch that movie maybe like once a week in high school.
I love that. That's great. That feels good. I feel like actually that was us with Anchorman. There was a time where like it had to be senior year, I guess. I don't know. But we watched it like every day. It was crazy. Like after we were like, yep, popping in.
I fell asleep a whole year to 40-Year-Old Virgin. I feel like I don't have that for my brain anymore where I can watch the same thing over and over again. But I really used to. I really used to be able to just be like, I only started a random place in this movie.
Yeah.
And put it on.
I do have like sometimes like if I'm like not in the mood to choose, because that's the one thing about like all the streaming services, any basically the only way we watch TV now is like you have to choose. But then like we still get Hulu Live. So sometimes I'll just be like, and like whatever is playing on E, which usually is like, you know, 40-Year-Old Virgin, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, 27 Dresses. I'm like, yes, I can like just jump right in.
Yes.
Feels good.
The experience of watching a movie in bits and pieces over the course of like the month it is the TBS movie. Right. Where you're just like, oh, this is on again. And maybe through several passive watchings, I'll eventually get the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, that's Twister. Literally anytime it's on, I have to watch it. It's just a no questions asked. Probably seen that movie maybe the most.
Weather Thriller.
Oh, Weather Thriller. Yeah, that's a really strong genre.
It's a very Dana genre.
Yeah.
Oh, feels so. But you know what? Twister's the best one. Because the other ones, I feel like that they didn't, the like graphics in that movie, which is a 1996 film, still hold up more than like, it's kind of like Jurassic Park. It's like,
yeah,
it holds up better than if they some were of still
if there's that time when they're doing everything practically because they have to before CGI is good enough.
Yeah.
Then CGI is like, okay. And we're like, let's use this. And none of that stuff holds.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. Like in like 2012, I think there's like a bunch of tornadoes happening and it's like, it's, or The Day After Tomorrow has that. And it's like crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. It makes no sense.
These tornadoes are blue. They're green.
They're crazy. They don't look right.
They got pixels.
It's a load of shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Brett is determined not to let a single other musician play in this. No, I'm just kidding. It's a loop.
Whoa. That's awesome.
See what I mean? Brett is automating the off-book band right now. That twister, it's real messed up. I ain't never seen a twister that's full of pixels.
Look at that twister, looks fake AF. You can't fool me, twister. No, that ain't it.
Some people try to come around, tell me that twister is real. I'm telling you, fam, I know the deal.
You tried to make a twister, but
But you've missed her. But you've missed her.
Ooh, look at that flood with the water rising up. I gotta tell you, friend, that flood looks pretty, pretty fucked.
I mean, is that even water? Is it just a bunch of milk? Or just a bunch of silks that you put in front of a silk screen? I can tell what water looks like. I'm not dumb. If you think that water's flooding, well, I forget you, son. Because I've seen the flood and I've seen the rain. And what you're doing is just insane.
Who you tried to make a flood, but you blew it, bud.
You blew it, bud. You tried to make a flood, but you blew it, bud. You blew it, bud. Don't get me started on this earthquake.
Tried to make an earthquake, instead you made a mistake. Ooh, and don't get me started on this forest fire. You should have put the bar
way high.
It honestly looks straight up insane.
And oh, I'm sorry you came back with a typhoon. But this typhoon makes you look like a loon.
Ooh, you tried to use CGI. Shouldn't do that, my guy.
Shouldn't do that, my guy.
You tried to use CGI. You shouldn't do that,
my guy.
My guy.
Trying to do that, my guy. No, I wanna.
Everyone doing that, my guy. Do that, my guy. Use CGI. All the guys that use CGI.
CGI, but it does not fly when you
does
CGI.
Not fly.
Get the cow, go spinning by. The cow goes
by with the CGI. Looks or wars, at least they tried. At least they tried with the CGI.
In my mind, I was imagining like an edit point of that song that is just Selma Hayek running by.
What?
It's Selma, I'm in love. Oh,
Leslie Ann Warren as Miss Scarlet in Clue.
Oh, there it is.
I don't have a good mental image of that, but Clue's great.
Yeah, I don't really either. She was striking, and for some reason I was five, and I was like, oh.
And you said that, too, and your eyes popped out of your head like a cartoon wolf.
Do you know nothing is hornier than the Animaniacs going, hello?
Oh, nurse. Do all three of them do it, or just Yakko and Wacko?
No, just the two males, and then Dot has a whole bit where she's like, boys.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But that is really horny.
Yeah. Really horny. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, nurse.
People be, I mean, old cartoons are in general pretty horny.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of awoogas.
Did you watch the revamp?
I did not.
They redid Hello, Nurse in a very, very tasteful way.
That's great.
It. Yeah, yeah. They did her proud.
Chip and Dale.
Rescue Rangers?
Chippendale pre-Rescue Rangers.
Okay.
Although, yes, Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Chippendale
Rescue Rangers. But before that, when they're just Chippendale and they're messing with Donald and his apple silo that he has.
We're talking
proud owner of an orchard,
truly,
Donald.
Truly, there's this one episode where like Donald has, this is just whatever one episode of this happened to be transferred to a VCR that in a Christmas thing that we watched every year.
Right, great.
But there's also one where they're not fucking with Donald's apple silo and the apple orchard that he owns, apparently, where there is a girl chipmunk whose name is Clarice, who is a nightclub singer. They are both madly in love with her. They join her act.
Oh,
like one
gosh.
Of them is playing like the stand-up bass.
Oh,
the other
I
one
think
is playing something.
I can picture a chipmunk with a stand-up bass.
And they sing the song. Little balls are the run, da, 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 little ball. Da, 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 da. I think it's a real song. It's like little boy, little girl. I don't know what it is.
What?
Anyway, it's
sexy. Horny.
There are moments of it where they are definitely horny.
Can I clarify?
Her.
They're in love with a human woman.
No,
a female chipmunk.
She's a female chipmunk.
There's a female Chippendale.
And is it
one.
The funniest nightclub singer voice you've ever heard? Like, do they really lean into that?
No, because their voices are sort of like the foundation of reality in this world. So they're just like, she just sings a song. I don't remember as a kid thinking this was funny. I was like, what a good chipmunk singer.
Yeah. Do they
Do the brothers, are they like, fighting over her?
They do fight over her. Yeah. Yes, they're fighting. Chip and Dale?
Yeah. I assume they're brothers.
Yeah, they're like little, are they twins? I always thought they were like little twins.
Well, they're not twins because one has a red nose and one has a gap between their teeth.
Yeah, fraternal. Well, they could be fraternal. Twins.
I guess one has a red nose and gap between their teeth.
But you know, twins are still brothers. So I think they're definitely brothers.
Yeah.
Potentially fraternal twins.
Yeah. It'd be wild to learn out that Chip and Dale are not brothers. That can't be right. Although, according to the new Disney Rescue Rangers, they meet each other in school.
What?
So they're canonically not related in that one. I need to look this up right now. This is crazy.
Do they become Chip and Dale male strippers?
Okay.
I did not know
Brett is going full one-man band on this episode. He told a joke and gave himself his own flourish.
Last loop was meant to open the floor.
This episode
I want to be clear.
Is time for Brett to shine. I don't know why I assume like any two animals in animation are related.
Well,
but,
like Alvin and the Chipmunks are all brothers.
Yeah.
And then I always liked the girls that they dated.
Yes.
Other halves, like Britney.
Yes, yes.
And then I don't remember the other two.
This movie was big for my sister.
But they had glasses. Yeah. Also, I do
more fully formed versions
when
of
they
the
go like off in the hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, do you remember, this is really like digging in the back of my brain. Do you remember Alvin and the Chipmunks used to have like cover albums that you could buy on cassette tape?
Yeah,
you would have to call, like, you know, you'd have to like call the whatever to order it. I like begged my mom for like whatever the thing was. It was like, you know, Alvin and the Chipmunks do blah, blah, blah. And it was like I learned a lot of like popular pop music, like Michael Jackson and stuff, like from the fucking Alvin and the Chipmunks cassette tape.
Kids bop of its time.
It was kids bop, but it was all like, you know, pitched high.
I sort of, that's giving me memories of like falling asleep, like staying up to watch like Saturday Night Live or something as a kid and falling asleep on the couch and not putting like the sleep timer on, or, you know, I was supposed to go up to bed or whatever when it was over, and waking up at like 3 a.m. on the couch and it's like, buy this collectible disc to get the best songs
Jess,
of the 60s.
You know that they're like, I permanently have an F sharp locked in my head because a commercial for Monsters of 80s Rock played with the final count. It's the final every fucking time. Because I heard that song 90 times a day in one summer. It opened and closed the commercial.
That's perfect pitch, Mike.
No, it's relative perfect pitch. I only know that one note.
But you know how to walk down from it.
Well, yeah, there's like 11 other choices.
Sure.
The one that was always in my head, there was always like a 70s or 60s or whatever. It was like folk songs, story songs. There was always, I would always wake up to, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It'd be like, I'm groggy. Yeah. Oh, I didn't make it to the end of the episode. I've been through the desert. Oh, I gotta go to bed.
So for those of you who were hung up on this like I was, Chippendale's creator, Bill Justice, confirmed in his autobiography, Justice for Disney. Oh, that's so weird. Oh, I get it. That's his name. That Chip and Dale are simply little brothers.
Simply little brothers.
Now, I feel like that's
little brothers of each other?
Yeah, there's someone else's little brother. But in the new Rescue Rangers, they're not. So, you know what?
Weird.
Everyone's got to have their own headcanon. They're whatever you want them to be. You want them to be lovers? They're lovers. You want them to be brothers?
They're brothers. You want them to be fraternal twins? Great.
Yeah.
Do you want them to be identical twins? You're effectively, look at them.
You're
wrong.
Yeah.
You want one of them to be a duck? What are you talking about?
You're starting to get a little wrong.
Look, listen, here's the fact. No matter how much you want Elton John's Your Song to be part of the Elephant Love Medley, it isn't. Even if you don't trust your brain, listen to your friend who's seen it more than you. She's right.
I mean, it's really okay. I'm pretty sure it's not.
No,
you know?
No. And listen, whenever we have these things, you're always right.
That's not true.
But in my life, it's like, I truly think that I do have this instinct to want to be a part of conversations and not have the requisite information. And so I just like, but I think that part of the knowledge that I actually am not sure is like partitioned. And it only comes out that I'm not sure when I really think about it for a second. Because until that moment, I'm sure. I mean, you know this about me. Yeah. I hold opinions very strongly until I examine them at all.
Well, yes. And this we should say about like superficial opinions. My favorite example of this is like Zach and guest pianist and friend Greg Smith were in like a knock down drag out fight about ranking Disney villains. And Greg and I were like on one side and Zach was on the other. And Zach was like, with the energy of, I will leave this table if we do not put Prince John higher. Prince John,
yeah.
Prince John higher. Or, right, Prince John.
But either Prince John or Captain Hook, but I can't imagine you all fighting me on Captain Hook.
No, no, I think we were like, Prince John's on the list, but he's not that high. He's like two, he's not in the villains parade, you know?
Who did you put as one? Who did you guys put as one?
I think we probably put like Jafar.
Or like Ursula. Some of
Ursula or Jafar. I mean, this got into a debate of like villains we enjoy who have great songs or like villainous.
Which is the distinction that we needed to make, which is that as a person who, again, loves Robin Hood the Fox, for me, of course Prince John is going to be but in the general canon of Disney villains,
he can't be.
What are we talking
this
about?
This is so funny. I mean, and we were doing this for fun, but he finally goes, oh yeah, you're absolutely right. Like Zach was like, oh yeah, put him like eight.
Say what you will about me. I will admit when I am wrong.
It's great. It's a beautiful attribute, but it's very funny to be like, do you really want Prince John this high? Well, no, actually, I don't care.
Nicole has been like, you do play devil's advocate about stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's probably a bad habit. But sometimes someone's got to fight to get Prince John on that list.
Oh, and that's like the game.
That is the game.
Right.
The game is to convince other people.
To convince other people and like try to make you poor.
We definitely have talked about this, but we had the same conversation with our manager when he was trying to convince us that pistachios
were a
top 10 appetizer.
What?
Which is fucking insane.
I'm pissed.
We were like out at having tiki drinks and I was like, oh, let's make a top 10 list of top 10 appetizers. And we're putting regular stuff on
nachos, fries,
pretzels, wings, mozzarella sticks, pot stickers.
And yes, there was a larger conversation. Yes, there's a larger conversation to be had about whether or not wings are an appetizer or a meal. Like I understand.
Fries inside. Where do you put
dips? What is
dips?
An appetizer? Okay. But with 100% certainty, we can say
pistachios
are not on that fucking list. Not to be seen.
I'm pissed.
Nuts of any kind.
Nuts or olives are their own.
Those are their snacks, but they're not appetizers.
You can tell me like a charcuterie board.
Yes. And the nut can be in it.
I will entertain that argument.
That's crazy talk.
Zach.
That's crazy.
Other Zach.
That's like, I mean, we used to do this at work all the time. We did a top 10 bagel list. That was very, like, you know, rankings of flavors.
Everything bagel.
I mean, everything
bagel.
Is absolutely
everything
one.
In sesame are my number one and two spots.
But Brett doesn't like raisin, and I like raisin, which is a very
polarizing. People that like raisin are going to put raisin on that top, cinnamon raisin in the top three. Absolutely no question.
I would almost put it in the top five or six.
Yeah,
for me, I like it.
I go pure savory on the bagel.
For me too, but man, I've had some good cinnamon raisin.
Cinnamon raisin grilled cheese.
Oh yes, we talked about this.
Did. You've said weird bullshit like this before.
I have said
it's so good.
He comes in hot with like, I love grilled cheese on raisin bread, but I hate apples.
Don't put pears around my shit.
Yeah, don't put pears.
Which is crazy because like when I think of like a cinnamon raisin grilled cheese, pear is like the obvious thing to put in there.
Never.
You're so
mad.
No, the only sweet part about that is the cinnamon raisin.
Ask me to explain why I think this.
I won't.
Okay, good, because there's no answer.
He's only with putting on an egg sandwich like that. Like putting doing a cinnamon raisin with an egg sandwich.
Oh, come on.
I thought we had about that.
Now we've gotten crazy, according to me.
Well, it's a classic fan band episode if we end up talking about food.
There's never a time where
and sometimes it is exactly because why are we doing these double recordings through exclusively lunchtime? Right. You know, it's tricky.
I'm really thinking about bagels right now, like hard.
Oh my God, I'm so freaking hungry. Last time I ate a salad at 10:45 on my drive here.
You came in with a salad.
Yeah,
and salad energy.
I was like, I'm trying to
solve
this problem.
It was a painful salad, too.
Yeah, it was
remember?
It was a kale salad. It cut your mouth.
You came in like, I just had the salad.
If I recall, the salad had both rough greens and an astringent dressing.
Yeah, that salad was out to hurt me.
Oh, no.
But today I was like, I'm not doing that again. That was too weird. And also, that was unsafe driving. And so I just like, I don't know.
You're drunk on salad.
Gotta bring back that salad shaker.
But then I drove with a freaking mug that didn't fit in a cup holder. I made a lot of mistakes. Okay.
That's a good mug, though.
We all make mistakes.
It is.
We all make mistakes. Like pistachios are not an appetizer.
What? That makes me so mad. I'm still really mad.
We've moved past.
All right.
Let's end this No Mistakes episode with a song with no mistakes.
Yeah, this is the perfect song.
This is a perfect song.
Okay. Not to be confused with Tenacious D's greatest and best song in the world. This is a perfect song.
So far, so good.
Yep. Well, of course.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. When I wake up and I need to eat something, it's gonna be a ring, a bready ring.
When I wake up and I need to eat something, it's gonna be a ring, a bready ring. And it'll have sesame and poppy seeds and sea salt and onions, full on the top and the bottom. If you're wondering how seasoned is this bagel, when it comes to seasoning, we've got a...
Oh, if I'm able, gonna get that bagel, it's everything.
It's everything.
Oh, if I'm able, gonna get that bagel, it's everything.
It's everything. And if they're out of everything, here's what I'll do. Take all of the everything seasonings and remove a few.
If they need more time, then I will wait. When I wake up, I need something in my bed, and it's a spread.
And it's a spread.
Oh, when I wake up, and I need something in my bed, it's a spread.
And it's a spread. It could be peanut butter, but that's not pleases me. I need that dairy. It's gotta be cream cheese.
And it could be jelly, and it could be hummus, but that's not the spread that I want among us. It's gonna be cream cheese. And it's gonna be everything.
Everything. It's gonna be cream cheese. On a bagel that has everything.
Everything.
And if we're adding more, I wouldn't say no to some thinly sliced tomato.
If I could put a topping, you won't say hun, when I get a little sliced red onion.
And I bet you're thinking that you have my number, but maybe we add a little finely diced cucumber.
Oh yes, if I've had my fill, I'll just add a little sprig of dill. Cause when I wake up, if I'm able, I want a bagel.
It has everything.
And when I wake up,
if I'm able,
tomato and also cucumber and also
red onion and a little bit of dill
and also tomato and also cucumber and also red onion and a little bit of dill
and also tomato and a little cucumber and also onion and a little bit of dill and also tomato and also red onion and also cucumber and a little bit of dill. And I would eat 500 bagels and I would eat 500 more. But the only bagel that is the very best bagel has everything.
When I wake up, give me everything.
I only want everything.
When I wake up,
Book the Improvised Musical Podcast.
Give it up,
Zach and Jen.
Give it up.
Give it up.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of
Everything.
King of Everything.
Give it up for Brett Morris.
On the
get up for Dana Weekends. Bagel sandwich with all the fixings.
Give it up for you. Give it up for Sean Matthew. Give it up for bagels everywhere. Enjoy, and as we say,
enjoy your November, everyone. As we say at the end of every episode,
if I'm gonna have a bready ring,
it better have
everything.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.